In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and we have a guest with us, a priest. And I'm going to just say a couple of things about Isaiah 43. "But now, N-O-W, thus says the Lord, that created you and formed you, O Israel, fear not. Fear not, for I have redeemed you, bought you back through the blood of Jesus. I have called you by name." You are called by name, not by social security number. You are mine. You are precious to me. Do you believe it? That I and you are precious to Jesus Christ. I have with me Father Ilric from Haiti, and he's going to tell us about his rectory. Father, who lives in your rectory?
Good morning. I live with my rectory, 50 children at this, with my rectory.
Go ahead.
These children come from the four, some of them without father and mother. Some of them come from Port-au-Prince after the earthquake. So many old children, I receive the sick children, and I feed them. He give you a prayer for them. Many times God heal them. He heal their family.
Now, that's 50 are in your rectory, but then you said you had another over 900 that come to you.
Yes, we have 1,000 children we take care at this area. Say it in center of my country, Santa Plateau, and I take care 1,000. I send them to the school, give them a food. The majority of the children just eat one time by day of the day. So thanks to your support, and the support Father Tom support me many times for that. It's why I went to tell him thank you. All people support his ministry. He support also my ministry. Hello, thank you for everyone, and I pray all time. I ask the children to pray for you and ask God to bless you, bless your family, bless everyone, support the ministry of Father Tom, because he support me at this ministry. Thanks to him, many kids have changed to eat.
We're talking about food that the children, there's 1,000 children at this post, need food to eat. And we have at least 3 meals a day, but these children can only eat once. And I'm sure it's, what is the food, rice?
Generally rice. It's rice, sometimes cornmeal. They eat. Generally it's rice we give, and cornmeal with bean.
So rice and cornmeal are the foods that they give these children. Now, how many of these children's parents died with the earthquake?
So I have 30. Before I get 50 now, some of them go back home. Their family. They go back home. So I just continue to help them where they are to pay the school for some of them. Then now it's...
So he pays school prices and food prices, and there's 1,000 people every day that he feeds and prays with. Tell us one of the miracles that happened with these children.
Oh, so many things good God does for to them. You know, God, the children, they bring many children. Just I feed 1,000, so many come. With a bad spirit sometimes in the voodoo. We need ask you to continue to pray for my people, in Haiti, because the voodoo spirit, the bad spirit, sometimes try to kill and make sick the people. But many times they come, God heal. The best news, God now, through this child I have in the rectory, just bring another child without me. Just the kid, the children at the rectory pray over the people, pray for this child, and God healed through this the children. So it's for me, it's a good news when the parents send the children, and now the children believe in God, and through this child, God make a miracle.
So this child got healed, and he's touching other people.
Yes.
That's wonderful. That's exactly what we call evangelization, that when I get touched, I want other people to be touched by Jesus Christ. Mm. Tell us about the voodoo spirit that a lot of the people are involved with.
So it's in my country, many people involve in the voodoo. They come to the church, they still involve in the voodoo. They're afraid. It's afraid the bad spirit. It's why they come to the church, and puis then on the night, sometimes they go to the voodoo to give food to the bad spirit, because they don't want the bad spirit kill his child, the children, this family. They afraid. And there is this undiscussed so many things. Afraid the people. It's why God asked me to pray for these people, to ask me to work around my country, all my country, walk and pray on the night, because they're afraid. God tell me, I'm here, not evil only. It's my country, it's my people, I love them. Then pray and make this a pilgrimage for me, because we need to prove the people in Haiti, not the evil, not is God. God can do many things. God give many gifts for my people. They do many too. They make miracle, but the thinking all time is the bad spirit come from. It's bad because God suffer. Then it's why I ask always the people here, you send money, thank you, but we need prayers. Pray. I ask sometimes pray three times for my people. It's all my support you gave for my people come true. It's really, they really need this. Thank you for all thing you said for my people, all thing you do, because you need prayers, you need love.
Tell us the story about the pilgrimage that you took many years ago.
So God asked me to pray for my people, for the church, for the world. So he asked me to work around my country.
Walk
for 49, 14 days. During the Lent time. So I walk every place. I pass 49, 40 days on the road, work. And God show me his presence in Haiti and this country. He show me. He asked me to preach. It's why when I come here, I saw Father Tom preach on the radio. He tell, we need this also in Haiti. Do somebody talk in the radio, not the bad things, the news, okay, everything. But you need to talk about the good news for the people. Then, because there are so many things good in my people, they don't believe that, they don't understand. God choose many of them. God do many to the miracle every day in my people. They can't believe it. This, it's why God asked me to pray, to put out all some to all evil in my country. And then God show me many things good everywhere I fight God. And the bad spirits saw me, the people involved in the voodoo, work on the night, saw me, they go away. They afraid me. All my people afraid them. So if you have God, if you have Jesus in your life, so the bad spirit afraid you. He can do nothing on you. It's why my people need to believe in God. Then we continue to pray. I continue to pray. I make so many pilgrimage for my people. I ask God grace. I ask you also to support and pray for my people.
So we see that this mission is of God, that Father Ilric is feeding and sending to school so many children. but it costs money. And today, I want to ask you to send your money to me at Holy Rosary Winthrop, 02152, and on the bottom of the check, write Haiti, and I will give it all to Father Ilric. I just gave him $900 from our tithes, but $900 is nothing, absolutely nothing. We need people that would support what Father Ilric is doing. Imagine if every single person who hears my voice today sends Father Tom at Holy Rosary in Winthrop $5. Imagine how much money we would have if everyone sent $5. We would have so much money. But you see, you say someone else is going to do it. No, you have to do it. And all this money that I get at Holy Rosary, with the, that's marked for Haiti, will go for the ministry of Father Ilric.
Thank you so much, Father Tom. I really appreciate your all thing you do for us. I pray over time, all time, each time I pray for you, because I know you have a big responsibility. So God chose you for that. So I continue to pray. My children, each match in my parish, I pray all time for you. I continue to pray for you. I continue to pray. The children, the people, pray for all people here in the United States. All people support them, help them. They have no thing. When I come here, I bring from my people gratitude, blessing, peace, love. Then we continue to pray for you. Thank you so much for all thing you do for us. God bless you, bless your family, bless everything you do. So God, I understand how God to heal so the people sick, the people have cancer, everything. I have God to help you. I have God to help you and bless you. God bless you. Thank you so much, Father.
Again, it's Father Tom, Holy Rosary, Winthrop, Mass, 02152. And you write Haiti on the memo, and everything will go to Father Ilric. You see, write it. It's very easy to remember. Father Tom, Holy Rosary, Winthrop, Mass, 02152. Tell us about the Holy Rosary Church and why you like it.
The first time I met the Mother of God, it was at this church. It's a miracle. So we praise God at this time, 5 years ago. So this lady, the one lady come to me. He asked me, what do you want, Father? Ask me anything you want. So at the Holy Rosary Church, I met the Mother of God. I met God many times. God talked to me at this church. I received so many messages at this church. It's thanks to this church, I believe in God, because I feel Him, I see Him, I praise Him. It's really, really present. It's why I invite so many people. I bring many people at this church just to pray. I remember one lady sick, so very sick. You look for someone to talk, to pray. I just bring her at this church. God touch her and heal her. Wow. I come to Father Tom. Father Tom put his hand over her. God give him a great message. Now go home back. He talk. Praise God. Give God thanks and praise because you heal. Oh, you can't imagine. I would like so many people come and receive all grace. Graces I receive at that church. It's very important to come, to pray, to give praise, oh Lord, oh God, oh Lord. So come, please, at this church, because I know God is there. God everywhere. God everywhere. I know God everywhere. But sometimes God give some gift. He put this gift someplace. God, not because you come here, but no, because you come, because you just come and pray. Me, many times I come. Sometimes I come here in the United States. Father Tom never see me. I just go to exactly inside the church and pray. And God tell me exactly what I'm supposed to do. You know, when I walk to Haiti, I come here for the retreat. At this church, God talked to me. God talked to me, tell me everything. Everything what I'm supposed to do when doing this pilgrimage. So come and pray. Thank you so much for your prayers. Thank you so much for all things you do for me.
Holy Rosary Church is a blessed church.
Yes.
Because people pray in it all the time.
Yes.
This is just reality. It has nothing to do with me. Everything to do with the people who come and pray here every day. People come because the door is open and they come to pray.
Yes.
And they just come in and they leave. This is a beautiful little church. It is the Lord's church. And so many things happen in this church. We had a little girl that was an Asian girl that was just healed of fourth stage cancer.
Wow.
That God did in her life as the people from the Sunday night or the Sunday morning mass prayed over her. Things begin to happen in a church that is well prayed in.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about prayer. It's not about me. It's about prayer. You want to help Father Ulrich, you write Father Tom, Holy Rosary Church, Winthrop, Mass. 02152. Father Tom, Holy Rosary Church, Winthrop, Mass. 02152. Now, when you did your pilgrimage, did you walk all around the place of Haiti, the whole country?
The whole country. I go to northeast of my country, then north, and then northwest, then west, southeast, south. South, then a south west, they call Grandas.
Now you did this with no shoes.
Yes, just I walk. Now I have a shoes in my when I walk at this time for 40 days. So I do the second, the third pilgrimage. I walk for 7 days from my parish Sehench to Port-au-Prince without shoes. No shoes, no sandal, like no. So it's same time. At same time, I never put. I haven't shoes. I just say sandal. So it's God wants, and I pray. I went when after the earthquake, you know, because I do this pilgrimage before the earthquake. And when I talk to God, but you ask me to work. If you then the earthquake come, how why? You tell me. If you don't walk to me for my people, Haiti, the earthquake, Haiti go down. All people supposed to be die. So it's why I praise the Lord. I give God thanks. I tell him thank you so much because he continue to help my people and bless. Thank you so much.
Now, tell us about the earthquake and what it did. What happened in Haiti when the earthquake hit? Tell us about what happened in the houses, in the churches, and with the bishop.
Yeah, we lost so many people, more than 300,000 people die. It's the house go down, or they have one, many priests die at this time. The student, the school, the student, the children die. Oh my God! It's we can't believe it. The bishop, one bishop die at this time. So it's a very, very sad. But God, at this time, all people, call God, call God at this time. All people, even the Vodou's people, even the people never. Call God, have mercy, have mercy. I remember at this time I was in my parish. Then I make a rest. So God, I'm going to move out. God tell me, no, don't stay where you are. I saw the mother of God tell me, pray for your country. Pray for your country. It's okay, but I want to tell me, stay here where you are. So I pray. Just one word. I remember from my grandmother. Have mercy, God. Have mercy for my. Have mercy. Have mercy. Have mercy. Alors, the red creoles is grâce miséricorde. Grâce miséricorde. So, just this word. And then, After that, I feel God heal me, tell me, go out now. So where because at this time I have 100 children in the territory at this time. 100 children. So it's really, really God want to prove my people how he loves them.
He wants to prove how he loves them. Tell us about the infants that are in your rectory. The little children, the babies.
This baby died. One baby I have, he died because the people want, they still believe in the bad spirit. They want to know how I supposed to, I don't need to trust them. So I have them to all time to trust. What they do, they put poison.
But tell us about the infants that live with you, the little children. How many babies are living with you?
Oh, the babies. The babies I have now, the babies, 1 month to 1 year. I have five now live with me. Five
babies. You see, this is something that we never see here. We need to help these people only by sending $5, everyone who hears my voice. Now, $5 is nothing. $5 or $10 to Father Tom, Holy Rosary Church, Winthrop, Mass. 02152. Father Tom, Holy Rosary Church, Winthrop, Mass. 02152. We want to help Father Ulrich with his mission. This is a great mission that he's doing. He's bringing these children to Christ. But you know what? There's always, always, always something that wants to interrupt it. And Father Ulrich knows what that is, and he knows how to get rid of that. We need people that are going to care for the people in Haiti. They are our brothers and sisters. It's probably the poorest country in the whole world. Tell us about water in Haiti.
So to say there is not good water, because outside country we find not good water. It's many times we try to cap some cells if we make clean water. They need clean water. It's outside country, the poor people, the farmers people. Where I am in Salta there, last September, I have 7 parishioners die, 7 people at this area.
Cholera?
Yes, to cholera, because they bad to drink water. The bad water they drink. So it's you can't imagine, you can't believe that. But now 300 at this time, 200 to 300 get cholera. So now we pray. You try to figure out where we can find money to make sure the water we can clean the water for the people at this area. So we continue to pray. So many people sick, die to bad water because they drank bad water. The children die by diarrhea because they drank the bad water. So we need also your support and your prayers to keep my people alive.
Imagine water. We just turn on the spout and we get water.
Yeah.
That they're drinking bad water, water that they wash in, water that they bathe in. Water that they have all these protozoa, those little microscopic germs. You need to help Father Ulrich. It's very easy. Father Tom, post office, no. Father Tom, Holy Rosary, Winthrop, 02152. And in the bottom of the check, you write Haiti, H-A-I-T-I. Haiti, we want everyone who hears my voice to send $5 for Father Ulrich, $5, $10, $25, everything will go to him. I just gave him $900, and that's a drop in the bucket. But you see, that's going to go for these little children, to bring them to school and to bring them to the Lord, really, to bring them to the Lord.
Thank you so much, Father Tom. Thank you. God continue to bless you. I ask everyone to pray for you, and I pray all time for you. I believe God going to heal you, heal your back. So stay strong, because you need more prayer. More you have, you receive, more you need. God, I'm going to continue to pray. Ask my people, Haitian people. I know so many Haitian people hear my voice at this time. Mande yo pou yo continue la prière, pou yo met tête yo ensemble et pou yo capable vivre nan remen. Pou youn supporter lot. Yo continue, commencez faire ça. Youn continue supporter lot. Youn chercher remen lot. It's why each time I come here, I bring love. I take love here to bring my people, because my people need love. They need to work together. So it's not easy to work together. But then, because the bad spirit is evil, because the bad spirit, Satan, is main division. Then it's why you, if you are Jesus, you can love and you can put everything, you can work together, you can go do the good thing. Thank you. I bless. I have God to bless my people. Bless each family here in the United States. Bless America. Bless Father Tom. Bless the church here. You know, the church here in the United States helps so much. The church in Haiti. Each parish have a parish generally here to help the people. Continue to help, and I continue to pray for you.
Father Tom, Holy Rosary, Winthrop, 02152. Father Tom, Holy Rosary, Winthrop, 02152. I'm talking to you. Father Tom, Holy Rosary, Winthrop, 02152. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass., 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass., 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.